Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about hackathons and what they are. So let's get into it. So the question in question was literally that. Frederick, I've heard about this hackathon thing that a lot of companies do, but what actually is a hackathon? Well, the short answer is it is a time period. Can be a day, can be a week, can be sometime, like a few days, where a goal is trying to be reached. Usually it means that either you work on some side projects or you work on some idea or you do something like that. Yeah, there's some agenda and then you just kind of sit together, all everybody together. Well, not necessarily, but you sit and you work on that problem. Let me explain this. Yes, I know this is fluffy, but guys, this is... this is one of them things where you kind of have to do, I don't know, maybe you're 16 or you're like 60 years old and you may not know that, but maybe you do even though you're 60. But when I was growing up, guys, we had what we called LAN parties, local area network parties, and that meant Counter-Strike, pizza, and, well, here in Sweden, it's called Jolt Cola, which is basically Coca-Cola, but with a lot more caffeine. That's what we did. And we sat together, we nerded out, and we just were together, and we played games together, and then we started playing World of Warcraft together, etc., etc., etc. We just had a good time together, and we were playing around with our computer games. Now, a hackathon is the equivalent of this for programmers. That's usually what a hackathon is. It basically means that you have just a gathering of people where we're going to do some stuff. Either the format is different from company to company, but the basic idea comes from Silicon Valley, I think, where most of all of these wacky, fluffy ideas come from. And that's basically what it is. It's just a pause in the daily work or the regular work where you get the chance to have an idea. Maybe you have some cool project that you think is going to help the company, or maybe your manager or your CTO or someone like that, they have something that they want to do, or they want to experiment a little bit or something like that. And I mean, you're on paid company time, so they want to create a situation where you're not just messing around. They want to just try to do what we call a spike, or like a focused piece of time where we basically just try to solve this problem and see what the results are. It's like an experiment. That's basically what it is. And this is great for innovation purposes. It's great for company morale, or so I've been told. And if you think about it from the perspective of larger corporations, which is, well, when I used to work there, this was actually also a way to create a... Well, at least this is me clouding this a little bit coloring this with my own opinions a bit. But usually, if you're working in a startup, a hackathon is usually just kind of fun. Like you just play around with some of your own ideas and you kind of just do something wacky, or you do. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be useful. I mean, I have people who have, like, they tried to see how far they would get with inventing the application in Swift, like iOS Swift platform, even though it's a web interface in JavaScript and stuff like that. Like, they just tried it just because they want to see if they could. Or some people have just created, like, I don't know, one guy, he hooked up a Arduino with some lights to our network, so that if the build failed, there was a little light that started flashing red. Like, completely wacky, weird thing, right? And this is kind of the idea behind it in a startup. Like, it's mostly fun. In the larger corporation, it's also supposed to be mostly fun, right? But there it fills a slightly different purpose. And this is where, at least I believe, the hackathon's original value, or like the value proposition, actually came from. And it basically comes down to, in a large organization, you have a lot of overhead process. You have a ton of people who have opinions and backlogs and planning meetings and spreadsheets, and oh God, they love spreadsheets. Everybody loves spreadsheets. And they plan out every detail, every painful little microsecond you can imagine off the time that makes up your day when you work as a programmer. So for some companies, this idea has come in as a way to mix things up a little bit. It's just a way to introduce a little bit of chaos into this very established way of working, so that maybe you get some new ideas. And that works on two different, usually the benefits are twofold. You have one benefit that you might discover some new thing that you could do. And the other thing is that you might actually give some color to the gray, boring, grudging, horrible lives that is your developer's day. Well, that's pretty much the idea, because in these scenarios, you might get a whole day or 2 days or maybe even a week, depending on how generous the people at the top are, to play around with a language that you're probably never going to use ever again, because you work in PHP or you work in Java and you want to try out, I don't know, Rust or Go or F Sharp or something like that, and you never really get to do that, and here are a few days to play around with this sort of stuff. It very much depends on the company in question, but this is the base idea of the hackathon. It's just the company allowing you some time to play around with some quirky ideas, or sometimes, as I said, they have an agenda. Maybe they say that, well, we need to create a nice feedback system and we want some ideas for how to do that. You have similar sorts of concepts when, like, there's a competition or something like that. Oh, we want a new logo, or we want a new user flow, or we want a new login page or something like that. And then the teams just kind of start working together, and like they go, oh, cool, this would be cool, and so forth. It's kind of just loose. You don't expect to keep all of this code. Some of it you might keep and some of it you throw away. Now, the one thing that I usually have as a problem with hackathons is that they produce legacy at the highest level. Like, there is nothing dumber. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but I have seen this more than once, and I'm very happy to see that the people in question are learning. There's nothing dumber than to say that, oh, a hackathon idea is just innovation and we should always add it in, because usually you have like 1 or 2 days, or just you have a very, very short amount of time to build something, and you don't evaluate you don't test this feature, you don't really check whether or not this is going to be sustainable, you're not data driven, you're not nothing. All you do is that you hack it together because it seems like a cool idea, and then you just push it to production. Done. That is a very bad idea, usually, because usually what happens is that you have a half-baked feature with a bunch of basically it becomes legacy. And unless the company is willing to invest long-term in this feature, it's just going to stay in the code base. It becomes what I like to call an orphan. Well, that's not my term. It's actually my personal life mentor Mark's comment about this, but it is very, very true comment. An orphan is a feature where you build it once and then everybody forgets about it, and it just becomes maintenance because it doesn't really provide that much value. Hackathons produce these things. Like, you maybe get 1 or 2 really good ideas from a hackathon, but most of them are absolute shit and don't really provide all that much value. So the best hackathons, they understand that this is the case, and they realize that, all right, we see what ideas we get, and then we pick the good ones, and then we allocate work time to see these things through so that they actually become implemented in a sustainable fashion. So what I want you to take away from this is basically that hackathon is usually a very nice thing. It's very close to a LAN party, or like just a bunch of it's almost like a get together where we sit and we play with some ideas. We code some quirky things, and sometimes you have a cool idea and sometimes you don't. So you join some other team and you help them build on something, and you just see what you're going to get. Like, sometimes you get some really cool insights into how you can do things differently and so forth, and you might create the new next best big thing. Usually it's not the case. It's not that often you create like the next Spotify or like a genius idea in a hackathon, but these smaller things that are useful, definitely. And for larger corporations, this is usually extremely a very healthy exercise, because they have often a very established way of doing things, and doing a hackathon type of thing on a regular basis helps them get new ideas and a little bit of innovation into the mix, and it usually helps with the developers' morale It's often the case, but not always. Have a great day.